Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Jenna. You bet. You're on the prowl.
Sure, I'm on the prowl. Yeah, I've had some time to recoup from my breakup. And I've kind of been waiting on that moment where, you know, you're able to feel attraction for someone else. Because I think that's a hard part of the breakup when you're so attracted to someone and then they're not in your life anymore. So once you get over the sad part of that, it's kind of like, man, I just, you know, you see people out and you're like, I'm just not, you know, no one takes
it's
the place
them.
Of that person. Yeah.
Now,
so
I saw you on Friday night. We were out and we had a run-in with the ex.
Yeah, I love that JC includes himself in this. Made a run-in with the ex.
I was with Jenna, so I was talking to her when the run-in happened.
All right.
So is that when you're like, I'm good?
Yeah. There's been a few run-ins. I'm good. Yeah, no, I mean, I still feel like I was done really wrong, so I still have a bad taste in my mouth a little bit. But no, I'm not. I'm good, personally. Yeah.
You look like you handled it well. You didn't seem flustered. You didn't seem like you had the googly eyes.
Well, I think it's important when you've shared something with someone that I like to be able to be civil.
Yeah.
You know, not friends necessarily, but to be able to be civil.
Civil's boring.
It is boring because it does feel kind of like the cheap end of the deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, okay, well, we were that and now we're just going to say hello.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So I'm kind of hit that point that I'm like, all right. I'm at a crossroads because I want to find someone. I want to find someone to go out with, hang out with, hook up with, date. Nothing.
Tinder.
But this is the
saying.
Thing. Like JC said, we were out. And I went out the last couple weekends. And I've also realized I'm at this crossroads for not wanting to be out at the bar. I do not think that my next boyfriend or husband, I don't think I'm going to meet him at a bar. It's not my scene.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't feel good. I feel too old to be out and drinking.
Isn't that the worst,
midnight.
The day you realize you're too old to be in the bar?
It's just not my
bad
thing.
Feeling.
It's just not my
how
thing.
How are you supposed to be?
It happens when you see the I'm 21 today.
Yeah. Which is great. I was there.
Yeah.
And I still enjoy going out with friends, but it's kind of tough because it's like, and I don't want to meet a guy that's in his mid-30s and is getting drunk every night either.
But it's not about getting drunk. It's like sometimes that's what I keep telling myself. I'm a nice person. I happen to be in this bar. There has to be another nice person who happens to be in this bar.
It's the one night out.
You just never know.
Yeah.
I mean, because people want to meet somebody. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. So they do what they know. They go to the bar.
Kelly, what happened when you were going to the bar? Did you meet a special someone?
For the night.
Met a couple.
Yeah, and I'm kind of not in the mood.
But nothing long-term.
And honestly, like, I've done that. I'm just not in, that place. So
right,
I know that
okay.
to handle it the right way, I want to meet them the right way, which I don't know what that is. So what's the only other thing I do all the time? I
work out.
The problem is that's where I met the last person that I dated. And I told myself, I'm not going to do this again because then you're going to see him all the time.
Does he still go to the gym that you go to?
Yeah, I mean, we go different
okay.
times. But, I mean, look, that's just the reality. It's a small world. You're going to see people that you've dated.
I get from noon to 4 o'clock. You get from 4 o'clock
to
8 o'clock.
Sometimes
you
have to do that.
Yeah, you do. You have to have custody of the gym. So I've been going to the gym at different times because I thought, hey, there's a lot of attractive men. I go to a gym that it's expensive to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more men than women.
Oh, really?
And a lot of really attractive men. The problem is a lot of the men are gay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a selfish problem for me.
That's true. I mean, it's just
it's
the nature of where the business is.
It's like I'll be talking to Kelly's best gay guy friend, and then we both turn our heads and see this hot guy walk in, and then the guy waves and says, hey, John. I'm like, oh, he's one of you. Why did you take
they
them
They all know each
yeah.
other.
Oh, yeah.
They
oh,
do.
Yeah.
They all know
they
each other.
They all walk in.
Or they're all named John.
Yeah.
But the last couple weeks, I've just been seeing a whole new batch of men.
Okay.
And I've kind of decided that I think I want to date a little older.
Okay. Summer bod guys.
Summer bod guys.
They're
yeah,
trying
but
to get in for the summer bod, Al.
Summer bod guy is kind of my ideal, though, because I don't want the guy that's obsessed with the gym. But
uh-huh.
I do like a level of fitness because I care about it, and that gives us something to do. I like
okay.
a guy that's active.
All right.
So lately I've been seeing men that are like, you know, you can tell that they're fit but also have a life. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like not so fit that it's
right.
scary, like model fit. But the first one, a couple of weeks ago, I quickly determined that he was married.
How'd you determine that? The wedding
because
ring?
Because I asked someone.
Ah.
No, that the wedding
we
ring.
We take the
is,
ring off when we work out.
It's such an elusive thing at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, if the guy's married. Because
it can pinch you. It can pinch your hand when you're trying to
work out. I take mine off when I go.
I hadn't worn one in so long.
Yeah, guys take it off in the locker. Guys don't work out in the wedding ring, so
uh-huh.
it's really hard to gauge. So
okay.
I go to the gym Sunday morning at 8:30. I don't know why I'm at the gym on a Sunday morning at 8:30. And there were so many hot guys that I was like, what am I been missing out? why are guys here Sunday morning at 8:30? So I see this guy working out. He's probably in his mid-30s. Kind of nondescript, to be totally honest. Like, how am I supposed to describe him to you? I mean, he's just a hot guy in a hat.
What color hair?
I mean, he has, you know, brownish.
Brown.
Brownish. Okay. He's in a grayish T-shirt and shorts.
If you're the guy with the brown hair at the gym, please call us
exactly.
right now.
Exactly.
And you probably said, he looks like a salesman. He looks like an accountant.
Like, what's he do?
It's hard at the gym. You can't tell unless you see him leaving, coming and going.
Okay.
It's hard. Everyone's just in good workout clothes.
Okay. All right.
He's working out hard. He's definitely in his mid-30s, I can tell, which is a turn-on for me. I like that because I feel like, and he's working out at 8:30. It means he wasn't up till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Which leads me to think, what if he's married? He's definitely not gay.
Uh-huh.
I think my radar on that now is
you
pretty
sure?
good. But I literally found myself like a guy standing on an elliptical behind him, just like mouth breathing as he was working out. Just like.
That's every guy's dream to have a girl doing that to him.
Well, if you'd been reading Get the Guy, you could have had a conversation starter because he gives you a whole list of ways to approach men that makes them. Men love to be asked for help.
Yeah.
And Steve Harvey is the one where I got this idea. He said, if you're a woman at the gym and you're on the elliptical and the bike and the treadmill, he said,
nope,
get off of it. Get over to the weights.
Yeah.
The free weights. Because men love to help you. And they'll come over if they see you doing it wrong. He said, get off the bike and get over to the weights.
Right.
Because if you're a woman at the gym who wants to meet a man.
Right. If you're doing cardio, you probably got your earbuds in.
And take the earbuds out. Yeah. That shuts a man down. Take the earbuds out. Jenna, I've seen you at the gym. You're in a zone. You're not looking at anybody. You have your earbuds in the whole
time.
Because sometimes that's where I'm at in life, that I'm focused on working
now,
out.
Now, if you're ready to meet a man, take them out.
Yeah, take them out.
And do squats. The squats you want all eyes on you, go to the squat rack. I'm telling you.
JC, now you just turned it pervy.
No, I'm just telling you. Guys will automatically look at the girl working out the glutes. That's what happens, Kelly.
I get it. And it's not that I'm scared to approach someone. I've done this before.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I'm willing to make the first move. But I just feel like I have bad luck lately. And so my confidence is down a little bit. I'm not sure what to do because the last guy I thought was hot is married. And I don't even. And he talks to me. And I don't mess with that.
Okay.
It's like I'm not. That's bad karma.
Elliptical guy. You didn't talk to him. No eye contact.
No, he was hardcore working out, like hopping around. So I couldn't go get on a cardio machine next to him. And this is the problem. I like to make eye contact a few times over the course of like a couple weeks, and then I would do it.
No wink.
But I've never seen him before. So what have I never seen
him
again?
Well, you got to go back to the gym at the same time on the same day of the week.
But what if he's just in town and had a one-day pass? She doesn't know.
Jenna, what if that was it?
Yeah. No, it made me realize you cannot drop the ball like that. Like, you have to make a move in that moment. But who makes moves Sunday morning at 8:30?
He could have been your Sunday morning soulmate.
That was it.
So what am I supposed to do?
You got
to
go back to the gym same time, same day.
Fine, and what do I say?
I don't know about his morals, Jenna. He was in a church on Sunday.
Well, neither was
that's
I.
That's
so
a
I
DQ
think,
for Jenna.
So I think we have something in common.
Maybe if you see him on a piece of equipment that's... You can go and say, do you really like working on that thing? I've tried it. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Just do those.
Did you really see results? Because I've worked it on. Because if he's doing other pieces of equipment, men like to be asked for help. That's the whole thing with Matthew Hussey, Get the Guy says. Men, there's just, I don't care if it's stereotypical.
Right.
Men like to be your knight in shining armor.
You're right.
They don't care if you're asking for directions. They don't care what you're asking as long as you're asking for their help. So maybe you can just. There's
just
a piece of equipment.
You really think he's married because he's too cute.
It'll come up.
Too cute. I feel like guys in that age are, you're kind of in no man's land because they're either. They're either married or something's wrong.
He would have been with the family, though, on a Sunday morning, right? Don't you
necessarily.
Think?
Not
necessarily.
No?
I mean, you know, wife could have been out of town with kids.
So you guys think no to the message board and no to asking the front desk who is checking in the gym around
I
that
wouldn't
time.
Mind doing all that if you want, but...
Could you tell me who was checked in on Sunday?
Yeah, you can do that.
Be a spy. That's kind of fun.
And they'll be able to tell you if he's married or not because they know all that stuff, right?
But there's probably a whole bunch of guys that were checked in at that time. She just said there was
there were only about 15 people in the gym.
15.
The trainers know everybody. I asked my trainer when I started working out at the gym I'm working out now. I'm like, okay.
Who is that?
I do. I said, who's he? She goes, he's married. And you know that, but she can tell you who's who. Yeah. Ask the trainer. They don't mind.
Why are they all hot and married or hot and gay? I don't understand.
It's pretty gay.
Somebody got there first.
Somebody.
I don't know. I don't know, Jenna. You know, that's just the luck.
I say go back same time, same day of the week. That's my
Sunday.
That's my suggestion.
That's the first suggestion.
That's the first step.
That's the first step.
And then once, say if he is there, then
you've
got to
strike
like
up a conversation somehow.
Yeah.
I think the missed connections board at the gym is an excellent idea.
Yeah.
It's fun, but where would you post that?
Right by the front desk?
I don't know. They just pick a spot. Yeah. But I don't even know how. I mean, you described the workout he was doing and what he was wearing.
Yeah. You were wearing this hat I'm sure if he walked in and go, oh, I was wearing that hat last Sunday.
I would be really scared to do that, though.
To pose or to answer?
It's a public way to set yourself up for rejection.
Especially to stand at the board and look at it. Like, who's going to stand there and look at it?
A lot of people, they'll walk in and look at it. If it's standing right there, somebody reads it.
Do they still have those misconnection things on Craigslist or whatever?
They do, yeah. And we had one in college. It was like a ride share board, you know, when people were going home for the holidays and they needed rides. And so people would post on there, but people would also post misconnections, like in class and that kind of thing.
Do you think there's a... Do you think he's listening, Jenna?
He seems like a business guy, like someone that's, you know, that works a lot. No, probably listens to AM sports radio in the morning.
Well, that's fine. If somebody tells me I listen to NPR, I'm like, I'm out.
The only reason he'd be listening is if he has kids.
I want to like put people together with misconnections.
I know.
I want the guy to call.
I'm just glad that I'm like, wow, you can feel that way about someone.
That's funny.
Instantly.
What if somebody's listening this morning and they're like, I think I'm the guy.
If you think that's you, give us a call.
Yeah.
800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-543.
How am I going to be able to tell?
Tell us the hat.
Describe what he was wearing or what he was doing. He could tell you the gym. You didn't mention the name of the gym.
You didn't, and you didn't mention what hat he was wearing. So, you said he was wearing a hat.
So we might get him right now.
All right.
We might get him in the next 5 minutes.
Jenna, we're going to make you fall
in love. Or was
he
wearing a hat? Was she trying to throw us off?
Oh, was he?
Hmm.
What color shorts?
Yeah, he was wearing a hat. That's the other thing. Hats always make people hotter. So
they do.
They do. I love a boy in a baseball cap driving a truck. I think that's the hottest thing.
So he had brown hair, blue eyes?
I didn't see his eyes. His hat was down.
30-ish. But he's 30-ish.
I think brown eyes. Yeah, definitely mid-30s.
And he was at the gym at about 8:30 this past Sunday morning. And there was 15 people there.
And I've never seen him before.
And Jenna was like, right behind you.
Yeah, she was.
He was in front of me on one of those row machines, but using the seat of the row machine.
Yeah.
Going the opposite direction in a handstand plank position.
Yeah.
Sliding the row machine seat with his feet to do like ab work. Like piking. And his butt and body was so good.
Nice.
There's something you can approach him about. It's like, how in the world do you do that? I would love that. That must work.
That's the mating call of the gym bro.
I know what it's like to be a womanizer.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So just flip the script.
So he was just sticking his butt up in the air, and that was it. He got you.
I was just done.
Oh, what?
Here we go. Let's see.
We got calls.
Okay, let's see. We're waiting. Hopefully, our biggest hope is that this gentleman is not married. If he is married.
Yeah, that's out of the question for me. I don't mess with that. Even if you're unhappily married, I don't. That's bad karma.
Well, see, the older you get, the less that matters.
No.
Kelly, don't say
no.
That.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna.
Well,
you bet. You're on the prowl.
Sure, I'm on the prowl. Yeah, I've had some time to recoup from my breakup. And I've kind of been waiting on that moment where, you know, you're able to feel attraction for someone else. Because I think that's a hard part of the breakup when you're so attracted to someone and then they're not in your life anymore. So once you get over the sad part of that, it's kind of like, man, I just, you know, you see people out and you're like, I'm just not, you know, no one takes the place of that person. Yeah.
Now,
so
I saw you on Friday night. We were out and we had a run-in with the ex.
Yeah. I love that JC includes himself in this. We had a run-in with the ex.
I was with Jenna, so I was talking to her when the run-in happened.
All right.
So is that when you're like, I'm good?
Yeah. There's been a few run-ins. I'm good. Yeah, no, I mean, I still feel like I was done really wrong, so I still have a bad taste in my mouth a little bit. But no, I'm not. I'm good, personally. Yeah. Like,
you look like you handled it well. You didn't seem flustered. You didn't seem like you had the googly eyes.
Well, I think it's important when you've shared something with someone that I like to be able to be civil. Yeah. You know, not friends necessarily, but to be able to be civil.
Civil's boring.
It is boring because it does feel kind of like the cheap end of the deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, okay, well, we were that and now we're just going to say hello.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So I'm kind of hit that point that I'm like, all right. I'm at a crossroads because I want to find someone. I want to find someone to go out with, hang out with, hook up with, date, nothing.
Tinder.
But this is the thing. Like JC said, we were out, and I went out the last couple weekends, and I've also realized I'm at this crossroads for not wanting to be out at the bar. I do not think that my next boyfriend or husband, I don't think I'm going to meet him at a bar. It's not my scene.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't feel good. I feel too old to be out and drinking.
Isn't that the worst, midnight? The day you realize you're too old to be in the bar?
It's just not my thing.
How are you supposed to be?
It happens when you see the I'm 21 today.
Yeah. Which is great. I was there. Yeah. And I still enjoy going out with friends, but it's kind of tough because it's like, and I don't want to meet a guy that's in his mid-30s and is getting drunk every night either.
But it's not about getting drunk. It's like sometimes you're, that's what I keep telling myself. I'm a nice person. I happen to be in this bar. There has to be another nice person who happens to be in this bar.
It's the one night out.
You just never know. Yeah. I mean, because people want to meet somebody. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. So they do what they know. They go to the bar.
Kelly, what happened when you were going to the bar? Did you meet a special someone?
For the night.
Met a couple.
Yeah, and I'm kind of not in the mood. I've done that. I'm just not in that place. So I know that to handle it the right way, I want to meet them the right way, which I don't know what that is. So what's the only other thing I do all the time?
I work out.
The problem is that's where I met the last person that I dated. And I told myself, I'm not going to do this again because then you're going to see him all the time.
Does he still go to the gym that you go to?
Yeah, I mean, we go different times. But, I mean, look, that's just the reality. It's a small world. You're going to see people that you've dated.
I get from noon to 4 o'clock. You get from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah, you do. You have to have custody of the gym. So I've been going to the gym at different times because I thought, hey, there's a lot of attractive men. I go to a gym that it's expensive to be a member. Mm-hmm. There's way more men than women.
Oh, really?
And a lot of really attractive men. The problem is a lot of the men are gay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a selfish problem for me.
That's true. I mean, it's just
it is the nature
of where the business is.
It's like I'll be talking to Kelly's best gay guy friend, and then we both turn our heads and see this hot guy walk in, and then the guy waves and says, hey, John. I'm like, oh, he's one of you. Why did you take
them all? They all know each other.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They all know
each other. They're
all named John.
Yeah.
But the last couple weeks, I've just been seeing a whole new batch of men.
Okay.
And I've kind of decided that I think I want to date a little older.
Okay. Summer bod guys.
Summer bod guys.
They're trying to get in for the summer bod, Al.
Summer bod guy is kind of my ideal, though, because I don't want the guy that's obsessed with the gym. But I do like a level of fitness because I care about it, and that gives us something to do. I like a guy that's active.
All right.
So lately I've been seeing men that are like, you know, you can tell that they're fit but also have a life. You know what I mean? Like not so fit that it's scary, like model fit. But the first one, a couple weeks ago, I quickly determined that he was married.
How'd you determine that? The wedding
because
ring?
Because I asked someone. No, the wedding ring, we take the ring off when we work out. It's such an elusive thing at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, if the guy's married. Guys,
it can pinch you. It can pinch your hand when you're trying to work out.
I take mine off when I go.
I hadn't worn one in so long.
Yeah, guys take it off in the locker. Guys don't work out in the wedding ring, so it's really hard to gauge. So I go to the gym Sunday morning at 8:30. I don't know why I'm at the gym on a Sunday morning at 8:30. And there were so many hot guys that I was like, I've been missing out. Why are guys here Sunday morning at 8:30? So I see this guy working out. He's probably in his mid-30s. Kind of nondescript, to be totally honest. Like, how am I supposed to describe him to you? I mean, he's just a hot guy in a hat.
What color hair?
I mean, he has, you know, brownish.
Brown.
Brownish. Okay. He's in a grayish t-shirt and shorts.
I mean, if you're the guy impossible. With the brown hair at the gym, please call us right now.
Exactly.
And you probably said, he looks like a salesman. He looks like an accountant.
Like, what's he do?
It's hard at the gym. You can't tell unless you see him leaving, coming and going.
Okay.
It's hard. Everyone's just in good workout clothes.
Okay. All right.
He's working out hard. He's definitely in his mid-30s, I can tell, which is a turn-on for me. I like that because I feel like, and he's working out at 8:30. It means he wasn't up till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Which leads me to think, what if he's married? He's definitely not gay.
Uh-huh.
I think my radar on that now is pretty good. But I literally found myself like a guy standing on an elliptical behind him, just like mouth breathing as he was working out. Just like.
That's every guy's dream to have a girl doing that to him.
Well, if you'd been reading Get the Guy, you could have had a conversation starter because he gives you a whole list of ways to approach men that makes them. Men love to be asked for help.
Yeah.
And Steve Harvey is the one where I got this idea. He said, if you're a woman at the gym and you're on the elliptical and the bike and the treadmill, he said, get off of it. Get over to the weights.
Yeah.
The free weights. Because men love to help you. And they'll come over if they see you doing it wrong. He said,
get
off the bike and get over to the weights.
Right.
Because if you're a woman at the gym who wants to meet a man.
Right. If you're doing cardio, you probably got your earbuds in.
And take the earbuds out. Yeah. That shuts a man down. Take the earbuds out. Jenna, I've seen you at the gym. You're in a zone. You're not looking at anybody. You have your earbuds in the whole
time.
Because sometimes that's where I'm at in life, that I'm focused on working
now,
out.
Now, if you're ready to meet a man, take them out.
Yeah, take them out.
And do squats. The squats, you want all eyes on you, go to the squat rack. I'm telling you.
JC, now you just turned it pervy.
No, I'm just telling you. Guys will automatically look at the girl working out the glutes. That's what happens,
Kelly. I get it. And it's not that I'm scared to approach someone. I've done this before. Uh-huh. You know, like I'm willing to make the first move. But I just feel like I have bad luck lately. And so my confidence is down a little bit. I'm not sure what to do because the last guy I thought was hot is married. And I don't even, and he talks to me. And I don't mess with that.
Okay,
it's
so.
Like I'm not, that's bad karma.
Elliptical guy. You didn't talk to him? No eye contact?
No, he was hardcore working out, like hopping around. So I couldn't go get on a cardio machine next to him. And this is the problem. I like to make eye contact a few times over the course of like a couple weeks, and then I would do it.
No wink.
But I've never seen him before. So what have I never seen?
Well, you
him
gotta
again?
Go. You gotta go back to the gym at the same time on the same day of the week.
But what if he's just in town and had a 1 day pass? She doesn't know.
Jenna, what if that was it?
Yeah, no, it made me realize you cannot drop the ball like that. Like, yeah, you have to make a move in that moment. But who makes moves Sunday morning at 8:30?
He could have been your Sunday morning soulmate.
That was it.
So what am I supposed to do?
You got to go back to the gym same time, same day.
Fine, and what do I say?
I don't know about his morals, Jenna. He was in a church on Sunday.
Well, neither was
that's
I.
That's a DQ for Jenna.
So I think we have something in common.
Maybe if you see him on a piece of equipment that's... You can go and say, do you really like working on that thing? I've tried it. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Just do those.
Did you really see results? Because I've worked it on, because if he's doing other pieces of equipment, men like to be asked for help. That's the whole thing with Matthew Hussey, Get the Guy says. Men, there's just, I don't care if it's stereotypical.
Right.
Men like to be your knight in shining armor.
You're right.
They don't care if you're asking for directions. They don't care what you're asking, as long as you're asking for their help. So maybe you can just... There's
just
a piece of equipment.
Feeling
you really
that he's
think...
married because he's too cute.
He'll come up.
Too cute. I feel like guys in that age are, you're kind of in no man's land because they're either... married or something's wrong.
He would have been with the family, though, on a Sunday morning, right? Don't you
necessarily
think?
Not necessarily.
No? I mean, you know, wife could have been out of town with kids.
So you guys think no to the message board and no to asking the front desk who was checking in the gym around that
time. I wouldn't
mind
doing all that if you want, but...
Could you tell me who was checked in on Sunday?
Yeah, you can do that.
Be a spy. That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to tell you if he's married or not because they know all that stuff, right?
But there's probably a whole bunch of guys that were checked in at that time. She just said there was
There were only about 15 people in the gym.
The trainers know everybody. I asked my trainer when I started working out at the gym I'm working out now. I'm like, okay.
Who is that?
I do. I said, who's he? She goes, he's married. And you know that, but she can tell you who's who. Yeah. Ask the trainer. They don't mind.
Why are they all hot and married or hot and gay? I don't understand.
It's pretty gay.
Somebody got there first.
Somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Jenna. You know, that's just the luck.
I say go back same time, same day of the week. That's my
Sunday.
That's my suggestion.
That's the first suggestion.
That's the first step.
That's the first step.
And then once, okay, say if he is there, then
you've
got to
strike up a conversation somehow.
Yeah.
I think the misconnections board at the gym is an excellent idea.
Yeah. It's fun, but where would you post that?
Right by the front desk?
I don't know. They just pick a spot. Yeah. But I don't even know how. I mean, you described the workout he was doing and what he was wearing.
Yeah. You were wearing this hat. I'm sure if he walked in and go, I was wearing that hat last Sunday.
I would be really scared to do that, though.
To post or to answer?
It's a public way to set yourself up for rejection.
Especially to stand at the board and look at it. Like, who's going to stand there and look at it?
A lot of people, they'll walk in and look at it. If it's standing right there, somebody reads it.
Do they still have those misconnection things on Craigslist or whatever?
They do, yeah. And we had one in college. It was like a ride share board, you know, when people were going home for the holidays and they needed rides. And so people would post on there, but people would also post misconnections, like in class and that kind of thing.
Do you think he's listening, Jenna?
He seems like a business guy, like someone that's, you know, that works a lot. Probably listens to AM sports radio in the morning.
Well, that's fine. If somebody tells me I listen to NPR, I'm like, I'm out.
The only reason he'd be listening is if he has kids.
I want to like put people together with misconnections.
I want
the guy to call.
I'm just glad that I'm like, wow, you can feel that way about someone.
That's funny.
Instantly.
What if somebody's listening this morning and they're like, I think I'm the guy.
If you think that's you, give us a call.
Yeah.
800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-543.
And how am I going to be able to tell?
Tell us the
he
hat.
Describe where, what he was wearing or what he was doing. He could tell you the gym. You didn't mention the name of the gym.
You didn't. And you didn't mention what hat he was wearing. You said he was wearing a hat.
So we might get him right now.
All right.
We might get him in the next 5 minutes.
Jenna, we're going to make you fall
in love. Or was he
love.
Wearing a hat? Was she trying to throw us off?
Oh, was he?
Hmm.
What color
shorts?
Yeah,
he was wearing a hat. That's the other thing. Hats always make people hotter. So
they do.
They do. I love a boy in a baseball cap driving a truck. I think that's the hottest thing.
So he had brown hair, blue eyes?
I didn't see his eyes. His hat was down.
30-ish. When he's 30-ish.
I think brown eyes. And yeah, definitely mid-30s.
And he was at the gym at about 8:30
Sunday morning.
This past Sunday morning. And there was 15 people there.
And I've never seen him before.
And Jenna was like, right behind you.
Yeah, she was,
he was in front of me on one of those row machines, but using the seat of the row machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Going the opposite direction in a handstand plank position.
Yeah.
Sliding the row machine seat with his feet to do like ab work, like piking, and his butt and body was so good.
Nice
there's
feet.
Something you can approach him about. It's like, how in the world do you do that?
There you go.
I would love that. That must work.
Like, that's the mating like call of the gym bro.
I know what it's like to be a womanizer.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So just flip the script.
So he was just sticking his butt up in the air, and that was it.
He got you. I was just done.
Oh. What?
Here we go. Let's see.
We got calls.
Okay, let's see. We're waiting. Hopefully, our biggest hope is that this gentleman is not married. If he is married.
Yeah, that's out of the question for me. I don't mess with that. Even if you're unhappily married, I don't. That's bad karma.
Oh, see, the older you get, the less that matters.
No.
Kelly, don't say
no.
That.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, I believe that I can trust Kelly now. More out of anybody here in the office,
no,
but unfortunately,
I
that is.
I can't trust you.
That's not reciprocated by Kelly Raspberry.
Unrequited
anymore.
Trust.
Yeah. Around this time yesterday, we were talking about. I left this necklace that I have that has my kid's name on it.
Mm-hmm,
and I
chain.
Left it. Yeah, it's a little chain, and it has my kid's name on it, and I feel naked if I'm not wearing it. And yep. I left it in my hotel room because I stayed in a hotel room because I got back so late from LA on Sunday night. And I got our makeup artist from Dish Nation went to the hotel, retrieved my necklace for me. It was back.
Very nice.
Where'd she find it? Like in the bathroom by some towels?
She said it was next to the TV.
Okay.
It was next to the TV. I just put it down next to the TV. And sure. So I had my necklace back. Sure. Everything was well with the world. And we had to shoot some videos after the show yesterday. And apparently necklaces make a lot of noise when you put one of those lav mics on, those little ones that you hide. Mm. And I was asked to remove my necklace. So that I would not cause any noise.
Okay.
So I did.
Were you asked to remove your chunky, clinky necklace?
I was not. Mine is at my girlfriend's house on the nightstand.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what a peaceful morning of radio we're having.
We've noticed that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Anyway.
And so I removed it. And then when I got done, I came out and told you guys I was done and that you guys could go do your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes later, I was trying to leave because I had not slept yet and I was becoming cranky.
Because I was cranky.
Yeah, I was getting cranky. You know how I had no sleep. I was cranky.
Absolutely.
I just wanted cranky.
I wanted to leave, so I walked in there to retrieve my necklace that I had put down in the corner of the green screen thing, and the necklace once again was missing.
Ooh.
Now there was only one person in that room when my necklace went missing.
No, there are three.
No, when I walked out the room, the person that saw me remove the necklace, that was Nick, the video guy.
Okay.
And I walked in. You guys were already in there, all three of you.
And Nick is about as straight as an arrow. Nick's not going to steal anything.
This is what threw me off. So I looked at Nick and I said, Nick, do you know where my necklace went? And he looked me dead in the eye and he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed him.
Okay.
And I looked at you guys and I said, did you guys see the necklace right here? And you guys said, no.
Nope. I hadn't seen it.
Kelly was out of the room at that time, so I decided to walk into the studio. I figured maybe she found my necklace and would hand it over to me because she remembers how I was so devastated that I thought I had lost it.
Okay.
And I asked Kelly, do you know where my necklace is? And she did the Kelly smirk.
I said no.
You said no, but I could tell something was up.
And then he's very emotional. You can hear it in his voice. And he's like, he's just looking everywhere. He's like, I just don't know. And he's upset. And I said, well, what happened? He's like, well, Nick told me to take it off.
Yeah.
And so, and then he, because I, you know, then I realized, oh, well, the Nick's partly, it wasn't like JC.
Mm-hmm. Removed it on my own.
Removed it, was being negligent. He wasn't being irresponsible. Right. Nick asked him to remove it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So okay. I said, oh, JC, I said, I feel bad. Because he was really, his voice was upset and he was looking.
I just wanted to go home.
I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. I said, don't tell him I told you. I said, but Nick's got it in his pocket.
Oh, you told me don't tell him. Oh.
Yeah,
I said, if you want to go out there and pretend that you're still upset or whatever and see how far they'll take this, go ahead.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
I think
so. And so when I was walking out of the building yesterday, I heard you back there pretending that you still thought it was missing.
Yeah.
So as far as I knew,
because you were
still seeing how far they would take it. I felt bad because you were like, you'd already lost it once. You sounded really stressed. You were exhausted.
I was.
You hadn't had any sleep.
Meanwhile,
no fault of your own, you took off your necklace.
Nick, feel free to come in here if you want, sir.
Meanwhile,
but now I've learned there is no trust between JC and me because after I said don't say anything,
I didn't mean to.
You said something first thing this
morning. So when did you get it back?
I got it back.
You're wearing it.
I got it back this morning because they let me go home. I don't know whose idea it
was. Oh, wow. They let you go all the way home.
You let them keep going.
Yeah, like I didn't want to go off on. I was like, I wonder what they're going to do. I wonder what they're going to do. And I sat at home all day, and I would keep feeling for my necklace, and it's not there. And for some reason, I just kept going, like, these punks are trying to trick the trickster.
These punks. Okay.
And Jenna, I don't know Jenna who the punks
up,
are.
Jenna walked up to me, and she goes, we got the necklace. I'm like, excuse me? Because I didn't even know the necklace was missing.
So imagine, okay, so pretend you're me, and now we have Nick in studio, because this is how it went down in my eyes.
Okay.
So after JC films his bit behind closed doors, he's like, you guys go in. So I walk in there, and I start getting ready to go. Then Kelly comes in, and Kelly's like, oh, you know, it's her birthday lunch. I'm like, well, then you go before me. Yeah. Obviously, it's fine.
Nice.
And
everybody's being very nice. So everybody's in a good mood yesterday.
So, yeah, so I'm sitting on a stool on the side of the screen helping Kelly, just, you know, telling her line so, you know, she can efficiently get through her video filming. And I look down at my feet and I see JC's dog tag that he just had a full break meltdown earlier on the show because he left it in a hotel room. So as a girl, whenever you have a guy in your life that misplaces things all the time, I've been in this situation before with a boyfriend, and I have girlfriends, you know, their husband leaves their ring all the time. At some point, you're like, let's teach him a lesson. So I picked up the necklace. I'm like, how perfect timing is this? You just got it back half an hour ago.
Yeah.
And you left it again on the ground. So I picked it up in my hand, and then I had to film, and so I gave it to Nick, and I'm like, what do we do with this? It's like, maybe we should just hold on to it till tomorrow morning and see how long it takes for him to notice that it's gone.
Exactly, and Jenna just handed it to me, and I just put it in my pocket.
This is Nick video guy. He's a culprit. Yeah. He's a thief.
And it was hilarious, wasn't it?
Yeah, this wasn't intended to be malicious. It was more, oh my gosh, you had just left it somewhere, and then you're leaving it again. And it was just one of those things that now you will always check where it is.
There's misplacing, and it wasn't like I misplaced it. I knew what it was. I came back to the spot, and you guys said, right now, you just said, how long will it take for you to notice? It took me
a minute. Look, it's really not that big of a deal. We didn't know it was going to... Oh,
taking the necklace. See, there's two issues here. Okay, taking the necklace. Okay, it's a little joke.
It's fine.
I like jokes. But when Kelly tells you, okay, I know what's up, but, you know, you can't... See, when a person tells you that in confidence, you cannot, being the tellee, you cannot sit here and bust everybody.
Why would you bust me this morning?
I let my emotions get the best of me, Kelly.
Yeah, but why would you keep it going? Like, now you're a part of the bit, and then...
It wasn't this morning. It was as the day went on, Kelly.
Oh, you told them yesterday?
I didn't. Kind of.
He didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you. I as the day went on, and my wife goes, "Where's your necklace?" I finally said, "You know what? I'm gonna email. I'm gonna email Nick because that's the only name I had. I didn't know Jenna and Al were involved.
I wasn't involved. I just knew what happened.
And I just sent Nick a friendly a guy. You know what guys do?
Yeah, he just said something like, "Hey, I know." And now he said something like, the joke's on you now, so he's going to try and get me back, or something like that.
The thing, prank war is on.
You could have really milked this for a long time.
Oh, I could have.
You could have come in here crying this morning.
I know.
And then the prank would have been on me.
Right.
Yeah. Now you just made it like, because Kelly, I thought, was involved with us, and it wasn't a big deal. We weren't going to do anything. We weren't going to steal your necklace. It was more just like perfect timing that you had just lost it.
I seriously thought it like got stolen somehow. But I didn't understand how.
How someone steal that monogram necklace and wear it?
That's what I'm
here.
Saying. And I just said.
Oh, I went to school with a kleptomaniac who would steal stuff and wear it to school the next day because it's a mental.
Right.
Who the guy's is like, going to do that?
That's my coat.
Oh my God.
That's not.
But I just.
You were just at my house last night. That's my coat. No, it's not.
But the thing is, when somebody tells you that in confidence, you can't bust them. You can't put them out on Front Street like that. You gotta. Somehow figure out how to bust them without busting confidant.
Kelly's reason for telling me was noble because she knew that I didn't just randomly take it off and throw it down like I didn't care.
Yes, I was very noble.
I was asked to take it off, and I was asked to put it in that spot, and I remembered who it was. Okay. And so I thought that Kelly would be cool with me saying that I knew because of her.
Someone that's a prankster, you know, it'd be one thing if you, like, Kelly doesn't like pranks.
No,
she doesn't like surprises, and we know her reaction, what it's going to be, just from past experience. You try and scare people all the time. You hide things from people, you know, in a pleasant way. Like, nothing's ever malicious, but you always do it to get a laugh. So you got to be okay with it coming back at you sometimes.
I was fine. It was just yesterday. Yesterday was not the day
for
me.
It was that time of the month?
It was like that time of the month for me. Like, the one day I didn't sleep. And I'm fine with it. I'll do the ooh-wees. I'll take an ooh-wee back. We played a crotch ball, and I got hit in the crotch.
Okay.
It's fine. I just want to let you guys know I knew.
But you just can't. You can't bust your person. You've got inside information. You can't bust that
Kelly
person.
When we want to prank.
Well, see, right,
thank
yeah.
you. Now you've
see,
ruined now, my relationship with him in right. one fell
and
swoop.
Kelly and I had like, right. just gotten to such a good place.
Right.
And now you've
so
ruined.
This is all your fault, JC.
So now
all your fault.
Well, Kelly, if you want to be in my alliance. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Why would I you be broke the your alliance?
You because broke it. Kelly should be trying.
No,
we're the only people that can trust each other now.
You,
Kelly,
you betrayed me.
I can't
do
trust
you
out.
See
you
that?
Can't trust me. You I ain't do nothing to you.
Kelly I can't trust
be,
Jenna.
Kelly should be trying to get back in.
I'm Switzerland over here.
Yeah, I should. I feel bad that I double timed them.
You messed up, man. This is all your fault.
Now I got
you need to apologize.
Al, thank you.
You need to apologize.
Apologize for you guys stole my necklace.
I didn't steal your damn necklace. I don't. I had nothing to do with it.
You better watch your mouth. You're worked up.
Yeah, this guy.
I got nothing to do with this. You need to apologize to everybody.
I'm going to call 911 right now.
Thank you, by the way, for doing your job in this situation. Nothing.
I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing.
You said nothing.
Thank you. I'm the
very backhanded
nothing doer in the room.
What?
That was very backhanded towards Kelly.
No, he
wasn't.
Thanks for doing your job.
You trying to stir up dissension between me and Jenna now?
I'm trying to get you
Who
on my side.
Who are you?
I'm trying to get you on my side. I'm trying to start alliances.
Who are you?
I want to start alliances because the prank war started. The prank war has started.
It's all your fault too, Ned.
You're making this more personal.
No, it's not personal. It's a fun prank war. We can do prank wars.
It's not fun. Kelly, you said you were near tears, and that's why she told you.
I was probably because I was tired, but if it's a prank, it's fun. I thought it was stolen. If it's a prank. It's a prank war.
There's 10 people in here.
It went from being you almost were crying to, oh, what fun.
Was I really almost crying?
You had emotion. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm tired and I was cranky.
You had emotion.
Now you're against everyone.
I'm not against everyone. You guys are against me. I'm trying to get Kelly on my side, which would be nice if you would like to join the JC side for once.
I was on your side yesterday.
She was on your side. She told you confidential information.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like WikiLeaks, but she told you everything that was going on.
So if
then you went back and busted her, and now she's got to go to Guantanamo
Nick,
Bay.
If I walked in there yesterday and said, I know it's in your pocket.
Yeah, I would have given it to you.
Sure. I know you would have given it to me, but you would have known that somebody told me.
Probably. I don't know, maybe. Or right? I could just
So
maybe
either way,
you
Kelly,
guessed
you would have. It would have come out.
No, you can't make this better.
No.
It would have come out.
You need to apologize to
you
Kelly.
You have to earn my trust
we
back.
Apologize.
I know I can't.
I apologize to Kelly,
again.
Yes. I apologize. I threw you under the bus, Kelly.
And you might want to say, like, thank you to Nick and I for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in there 10 minutes, like 2 minutes later.
Safekeeping.
Okay,
I'm glad it was here, though.
All right. It's honestly, like, it just, it's not even fun. It doesn't matter. I just thought it was funny because you kept losing it. So that's all. I'm sorry.
I didn't lose it. I'm sorry, too, Nick.
I'm not sorry for anything. It was great.
I seriously thought it was just Nick.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hopefully, you're on your way to work. Maybe you're at work, on the way to school.
Chilling.
Hopefully, you still get to listen to Tinder Tuesday coming up in about 15 minutes. And Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 will get you the latest on Justin Bieber.
Yeah, the latest on Justin Bieber. Drake's reaction to Madonna's kiss at Coachella. Everybody's saying he was disgusted.
He looked like he didn't enjoy it.
She had that big, nasty grill in her mouth. All I could think about is what must that taste like when somebody comes at you with that grill?
They smell, I heard.
Metal, wet metal.
Yeah, I heard
it stinks.
I heard grills.
You like braces, yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah, but worse.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that. 35 minutes.
Oh, here we go.
But first, we got to play Beat the Bank. There you go, Al.
The Bank.
How's the backup on this one? Let's meet our contestant. Benny Alvarez. How are you doing this morning, Benny?
Hey, how's it going, JC?
I did a little Elton John for you right there, buddy.
He is happy to be here. I can tell it in his voice.
Oh, I'm just surprised I got through. I love you guys. I listen to y'all. And even I remember many years ago when I was still a teenager. Sorry about this, Kelly.
Oh, it's okay.
I used to listen to you and Kid back in the day, and I'm so happy right now.
Honey, I've been here, this may be 21 years,
right.
And I appreciate people that say, I listened to you in kindergarten.
Anything your age.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
And when Benny said he was a teenager, he just turned 20. So. Benny,
that's
I can hear...
completely true. But
I can hear the smile in your voice, Benny. We need that this morning. Because we want you to have
after
fun.
All that, I don't know if you heard that big drama with JC and his backstabbing ways.
I didn't mention Kelly. I just thought...
I did. You know, I used to be I was a prankster myself. I've mellowed down through the years. But, you know, it's things you remember later. down in life, you know, rather than the bland, boring, everyday routine. You gotta have something to look back to. And
there you go.
I think everyone should be a good sport, you know?
Yeah. See?
You Frank Mars. You've listened 21 years and you think I'm a good sport? What?
Well, hey, there was a gap in there for a while, but...
Okay.
And tell us about yourself, Benny. Are you married? You got kids?
Yes, I'm married. I've been married for, I've been with her for 2 years, but we've been dated for more than a decade.
Oh, there you
wow.
go.
Finally right. did it.
Wow. Well, she'll be excited if you win some money.
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
Benny.
Yeah, definitely.
Al, tell Benny how we play Beat the Bank, please.
Benny, we are going to put you in our little bank vault, all right? Then we're going to start our numbers, our dollar amounts coming at you. 100, 200, okay. Whatever it is. When you hear a number that you're comfortable with, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I won. You just say stop, and then you'll get that last
absolutely
amount.
Okay, now, I don't even know how to play anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, that was so confusing.
If the bank vault door closes, I'm not talking to you. If the bank door closes, you're not going to get anything.
Right. You got that, Benny?
I got it.
Benny, right. me and Benny understand one another.
Just make sure when you hear the number you like, say stop, boom. Yeah. And don't get shut in there.
I will do that.
Boom.
All right, Benny, here we go.
Boom, Kelly.
Let's play.
Keep booming me.
Beat the bank.
$150. $190.
Fast.
$240.
That's good. Banker's mad.
$280.
Nice suit right there.
Pirates.
You get two for one.
300. Ooh. 370.
Carpet.
470.
Stop.
Stop. Benny says
you know
stop.
Benny.
He heard previous the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yes, I mean, it closed early, so.
Yeah yesterday.
Never know.
On Chloe Pilot, $480. Benny Alvarez, you just won $470 with Beat the Bank.
There you go, Benny.
Thank you guys so much.
What are you going to do with that kind of cash, man?
You know what? Me and my wife have been going through, you know, a rough patch. I'm going to take her on a cruise on her birthday next month. So, thanks to you guys.
Nice.
Rekindle that.
Where are you going to cruise to? You have any idea?
There's a cruise going to the Caribbean, Progreso, where we wanted to see the pyramids out there.
That
Mayan place, whatever you call it.
Very nice.
See, they're going to reconnect, Al, just the two of them.
Just by themselves, no friends
or
anything.
Stop by the beer bucket, I'll holler at
you. Okay.
If it's still there, he will.
Benny, would you like to listen to how much you could potentially win if you stayed a little bit longer?
Absolutely. I mean, we've gotten this far. I'm happy to have gotten on, you know.
There you go.
You guys, I'd love to hear it.
Hey, $470 is not bad, but let's
see
how much.
No matter what.
Let's see how much you could have won.
Okay.
We were at $470.
$570.
Wow.
We went up $100. Oh. It's okay, Daddy.
$650.
You made a good choice, I'd say.
Job well done, Benny.
Thank goodness. I had a hunch right there, so I said, you know what? I can't chance it. So
there you
I'm
go.
Happy either way.
Good there call. You go, brother.
All right, Benny Alvarez, our first player of the day, won $470. Enjoy that, my man. Hold on, okay?
All right. Thanks, JC.
And have a great day. Enjoy the cruise, buddy.
You too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Benny Alvarez just won $470. Did a pretty good job. He could have won $650, but...
That's all right.
Hey.
Good job, Benny.
$470 is not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's coming up in about 30 minutes. In studio with us right now, though, the selfie queen herself. The woman that was found on Twitter by the ladies on the show. Jenna, you guys started corresponding or something?
Yeah. Elena,
after a couple years of talking to you, we have you answering phones for us now.
Yeah.
You're official phone screener of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm living the dream, y'all.
Living the dream. Yeah, so when you call the show, say hi to Elena.
Yeah, call me.
She just likes to talk.
And she'll also pimp your Tinder page.
That's the thing. More than she's a selfie expert, I think she's a Tinder expert.
Yes.
I've just been doing it for so long.
Were you one of the first? Were you a pioneer on the Tinder game?
You know, I'm not even 100% sure when it got got going when it went live. Uh-huh. But I got dumped, and I went a few months of just wallowing. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk to dudes.
Yeah. Made a decision, yeah. A conscious decision. How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. Yeah. You've been single for how long?
2 years.
Okay.
So,
2 years.
And she's just finally coming out the other side of that. That was a devastating heartbreak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had so much history back from like junior high, went to high school together. You know, just a lot of history. Yeah. And then went to college together, dated seriously, came back home, you know, talk of marriage for sure. Just got a car together, kind Whoa. Of. Picked out a car together. I got the car.
wow. All right.
So, yeah, kind of got dumped out of the blue.
But, you know, you're turning things around.
Sure.
You just moved, right? Or have you, I know you're in the process
I'm
of
I'm in
moving.
The process of it, yeah. I found a place officially.
In the party part of town.
Mm-hmm, for right. sure.
That's definitely going to help your Tinder
$4
game.
Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for in a right. residency.
Right.
And I'm sure it makes it easier with Tinder because that's where all the dudes around your age are living.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I just have to tell you, Al, that... Mm. I got this idea actually from, I think, Mike a little bit ago, but Tinder is an app that's based on location.
Right.
So you're meeting and matching and swiping with people that
Convenient.
Are near you.
Yeah.
And we talked last week a little bit about those Tinder moments,
mm-hmm. yeah.
those pictures you put up for about 24 hours. So I just decided, you know what? I'm going to post that Kelly Raspberry birthday party on my Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just put the picture of it on there, and I'm like, y'all should come.
All right.
They're like, hey, let's meet up. And I'm like, yeah, I can.
That's where I'll be. Uh-huh.
But you could come here.
Yeah,
so.
I like that. I like that. You know I like that.
$30 to meet me.
Al hired Elena to do marketing for his bar, pretty much.
I like it. Right there.
So we'll see. We'll see how many hits we get.
All right, cool.
So, Elena, you went on the streets. You went out on the streets and talked to some fellow Tinder users.
I did.
About their Tinder tales.
I wanted to know, is everybody lucky like Kelly?
Uh-huh.
Are they finding the same guys I'm finding on there?
Yeah.
The duds.
Kelly found a Tinder Wolf on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And now committed relationship.
You know, we've moved on from Tinder Wolf to his real name.
To Bill. That's
eight
a big
weeks,
step.
8 weeks
help,
relationship
Kelly,
so far.
When I made you change the age range, because you know it sets it pretty low. Because
mm-hmm.
like you can set your geography to a larger distance.
Yeah.
And you can also change your age range.
Gosh, I don't remember what my age range was. I didn't go low. I was in the upper 30s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has a default, but you can go in there and
right.
kind of customize it to yourself.
So so we got Tinder Tales right here. Elena yep. out on the streets talking to people about what's gone
about
wrong,
Tinder.
Or maybe right. With Tinder.
Okay, well, I met this guy on Tinder, and we talked for a little bit, and he actually invited me to come over to his place.
Okay.
And so I said, not really so sure about that, but okay, I will come over.
Okay.
And... we're hanging out, maybe watching some TV and watching some movies, and it was pretty good. And anyway, we were doing some laundry.
Oh!
Oh!
So we decided to do that night.
Okay. She's a listener.
And anyway, yeah, things were, not so great. But anyway, I decided to go home, and, you know, he walked me to the door and... decided to say goodbye and said thanks for such a great evening of laundry. And he goes, thank you on each boob. And say goodbye. Yeah.
Hold on.
He poked her.
He poked each boob and said thank you.
That, yes. I was actually like waiting for the end of the story because I was like, I don't remember this one. Okay. So she's obviously a listener of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awkward situation in itself, I think, like leaving that encounter being like, well, I'm gonna head out. Thanks for a good time.
Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, it was kind of awkward, but he went in for the
typewriter.
For the pokes.
Yeah, he went for the typewriter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who does that?
That's why I didn't want to sign up for Tinder.
Yes.
Right there. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what I always heard. It was just for hookups and not for real relationships. But then you hear
some people are
finding relationships like I did.
I mean,
I've dated women for a long time. I've never thank you.
Well, maybe now you need to start.
I wasn't planning on seeing her again. That's probably why he did it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. All right. I'm kind of creepy.
But I like it. But I've never thought of doing that.
Is it weird? It's not. That's not abnormal for me in my experience.
You've been poked all the time.
Really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Is this something that, I guess this is something that's just new to me?
All right. Hashtag boob poke. Wow.
Just poke it up, guys.
Yeah, I guess.
Get that trending.
Thank you.
Not that I have it figured out or
anything. Yeah.
He sounds like a real gentleman.
No, it was like a perfect evening. He would have guessed.
And a real fairy tale.
It was perfect. I don't know why I didn't spend the night.
Thank you.
I have never heard of the boob poke.
Well, it's a thing. It's coming around, so
yeah.
Okay.
Get ready.
All right.
This next one involves some wine, Alina?
I believe it does.
Okay.
So I was talking to this guy.
So she's drunk.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
So we're talking about Tinder with Alina.
Drunk Tinder tales.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to this guy, and we talked for a little bit, and one night I went to his house, and we were watching movies. I was laying on his bed drinking a glass of wine. I accidentally spilt it on his bed. And he got mad and told me that his mattress was worth $7,000 and he made me leave.
Have you talked to him since?
No. He's texted me, but I don't respond because
he was rude.
Yeah, if you're going to be mad about your mattress, then I don't even care to talk to you anymore.
No, okay, I know what happened.
I'd be mad about my mattress.
It don't mattress.
This girl.
Who's spending that kind of money on a mattress?
He saw her at the club or wherever, and she was in the window. Like, you know, she's in the good zone.
The drinking zone?
The good drinking zone.
Okay.
Got home. She went to the other
side.
She crossed over. Then it's like, okay, I'm out, you know. Yeah. And then she spilled something on this $7,000 mattress. No, she was out.
Why is she drinking wine on a mattress, though?
Yeah, well,
keep it classy and do it on the couch.
It's been like a possibility.
There it is.
That was a sleep number right there.
Jeez. I mean, you ask, why would he spend that much on a mattress? That is the best investment you can make.
I would if I had health.
Yeah.
I want to do it. I haven't done it yet.
Clearly, sleeping for this man is a priority.
It really is.
And I have the same priority, but I can sleep anywhere. So,
you're young.
Did you know you can buy used hotel mattresses? Like, when
ew!
Too much activity for me, I think.
Some of these hotels have really nice mattresses.
You just went to another level for me.
I was just telling you for my friend.
You sleep on them.
I didn't do it, guys. Oh. Jeez.
I know you can. And
I didn't
know you
do it back in college twice. What?
I know you do.
Look
that.
Yeah.
It's probably good, too, because everyone sleeps differently. So everyone that's been on them.
It's broken in.
It's not like you got it. Because I got a hand-me-down from one person.
Yeah.
And so they've really created dents in it.
Kelly, you make fun of it, but I upgraded from my twin size.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm disgusted by it.
I upgraded from a twin to a queen for $100. That's not too bad. Anyways.
Do they sanitize them first?
Sure. Of course they do.
What's the process with that? I don't know if you can.
I don't know. I didn't get sick or anything.
I mean, spraying it with a can of Lysol, I don't think does the job well enough to get down into the fibers of that mattress.
Is it worse that I went with my mom, too? It was my mom. And my mom went to get my mattress from the hotel people. Anyways, let's move on. Tinder Tales here.
Okay, Tinder Tales with Alina. All right,
this one includes some wardrobe talk. With Alina Davies out on the streets talking to the ladies, because that's what we want to do here.
I open Tinder. The first message I get is from Tony.
Okay.
And immediately, what are you wearing? And I'm like, well, technically nothing, because it's, 8 a.m. And I was like, all right, well, I'm naked, not wearing any clothes, but I'm also in the toilet pooping. So is that still sexy or...
I love that. That's my new favorite thing.
What? Okay. First
Why?
Hotel mattresses and now this?
Why?
What?
Wait, so she just wanted to gross out the guy as much as possible?
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah. I guess he was going in for the kill.
He was
first message.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
What you got on, girl?
Yeah, I mean, don't be creepy. That opens the door up for the girl to be as gross as possible to get in the way. Did that work?
You know, I didn't hear about what happened next. Mm. Maybe for the best.
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe for the best.
I bet she has a boyfriend.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I bet now she
Wow.
Jenna, you'll find a man.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
No, I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm
tell everybody about your bowels.
Yeah, that's what you got to talk about to find a dude.
That's something I will never do.
I'm so happy I got a girlfriend right now.
Right now. Well, for now.
I hope you're taking notes and being open to this, because there will come a day soon that you will find yourself on Tinder.
Jeez, guys.
I got 28 days to find out our future.
Yeah. Ladies, Al may be joining Tinder in 28 days,
depending on his
girlfriend's job application.
Well, I can do that for you, too, right, Al?
Yes, you can
do it all.
I want you to know something about me.
What?
At this point in my life, I want to do as little as possible. That's a blanket statement.
So if you're talking to Al on Twitter, you're actually talking to Elena?
Yeah. I mean, maybe sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's Al.
She tells me everything, though.
I do. I pass it all on.
She tells me everything.
Al just found out Spinderella retweeted him.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Isn't that great news, Al?
She'll be there Thursday.
Elena, you're still pimping Tinder profiles. What's the email again?
I'm pimping them, and I want everyone to know that I've gotten a lot of emails, so I'm getting through them as quickly as possible. Hang tight for me, but it's ElenaPimpsYourProfile@gmail.com, and it's Elena, E-L-E-N-A.
See, we made it easy for you.
All right.
Thanks, Elena.
Absolutely.
And great Tinder story.
Oh, boy.
Tinder Tales.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. On or off the show, we've got it on video.
But they both equally as well.
See what we caught on tape now at KidNation.com. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
It's time to play Beat the Bank again. We're doing it twice a day. You're a shot at winning up to $1,000. Let's meet our contestants. How you doing this morning, Tara Gallion? Did I say it right?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm with my class right now. I teach choir, and so my class is here with me, and we all were trying to get through, and we did.
Oh, wow.
Hello, class.
Nice. Hello, children.
What's the name of your school?
The name of my school?
Yes.
Jasper County Junior High.
What's up, Jasper County Junior High?
What's the mascot? Yeah, what's the mascot?
The mascot is the eagle.
Go Eagles! Go I Eagles. Was an eagle in high school. We
Big
were
Al
the Mac- Christian Eagles.
Master Impressionist.
The eagle
animals.
Impression?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Music down, please.
Yeah.
Not my eagle impression.
Please take note, children. Al, how are you that good?
That was more of a chicken hawk.
No, that was pretty good.
I'm not sure.
I think so.
We'll give a golf clap on that one.
A golf clap.
Never question. Well, never question my animal.
Tara, that,
I apologize.
If you guys want to take that sound bite as your mascot noise.
Yeah,
now,
make it your ringtone for the school.
Yeah.
School's ringtone.
So it's all yours, Tara.
I should do that before the principal makes an announcement.
Besides being an awesome teacher, what else do you do, Tara? You're a...
I'm a mother of two and married to my awesome husband, Jim.
All right, Jim.
Very nice. Very nice.
And this is a lot of pressure for you as a teacher. You want to really impress your students and win a lot of money in the vault this morning.
I've got 50 kids watching me right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
going to split the winnings with the kids?
No, stop that.
I actually already said I'm
going
to split it with the girl whose phone this is. So. Lock
right in
on that.
Oh, that's smart.
All right.
We wish you luck.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You know how to play. We're going to lock you in this vault, Tara. And as the door is closing, we're going to throw some amounts at you, and they're going to be random, steadily increasing. We have no idea when they're going to stop, okay? So as soon as you hear a number that you're comfortable with, you got to yell stop, and you get that amount of money. But if you don't say stop in time and the vault closes on you, you get nothing.
Right, and we have a number that we have agreed upon.
Oh, you do?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, well, good luck.
Oh, I hope you guys are gambling. Are you a gambler?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
Teaching the kids early.
Right.
Good.
Gambling for the kids.
On board as they come.
You know what, Tara? It's not even your phone, so who cares?
Gamble for the kids. I love it.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
Good luck.
All right.
Here we go.
230.
Ooh, starting off pretty high. Mm-hmm.
370.
Like
390.
All right, Baker.
430.
Get some nice school supplies.
Yeah, keep it going.
470. 580. 620.
Stop.
Oh!
Stop.
Thank you, Lord.
What number was that again?
620.
Oh.
So your number was 600, then, I'm guessing.
Yes.
It was? Right. 600 was your number. You got $620.
Good job, girl.
Yay!
Oh,
yeah.
Good job, Tara. Good job.
What are you going to spend the money on, Tara?
I don't know. I'm just splitting it with my student. It's a good thing because her mom's on the school board, too.
Yeah.
There's probably so many violations right now. We'll worry about that later.
We'll fix that in legal.
What if it went all the way, you guys?
Well, would you like to find out? Let's find out how far it goes, okay, Tara?
All right.
All right, let's see.
750.
Oh, that jumped high.
920.
Oh, is today the day?
Wow. Today's $1,000 day. I bet you.
Is it?
I bet you.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
1,000.
Today was the day.
That's all right, Tara. Hey. That's all right, Tara.
Hey, $620 bucks is not bad, Tara.
That's all right, Tara.
You didn't have before you called.
That's right. Congratulations. Thank you. Shout out to Jasper Jr. Jasper Jr. High. Eagles. All right.
What is that creature?
I don't know what that is.
That's an eagle, man.
I thought that's a
black crow?
Yeah, it is.
Tara, enjoy your money, okay?
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:20, 8:20 Central, twice a day.
That's right.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Oh, it's our favorite bit. Now, we don't have a PhD to, you know, let you know if you're really crazy or not.
But public opinion.
We've done this long enough to where we're pretty sure we know if you're crazy or not.
We know.
And let's be honest, you call us because you want to be crazy. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What Kid Nation throw at us on Facebook?
Well, I have a personal one.
Oh, you have a... Uh-huh. Oh, I love personal
Only
ones, Jenna.
That's way more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I caught myself doing it yesterday and today and I thought about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sit on the toilet for, like, extended periods of time, even when I'm not going to the bathroom. Like, I might sit down to pee originally.
Yeah.
But then I find myself just on my phone. Maybe I'm, like, seeing if I have an ingrown hair. And I will just sit there for, like, half an hour.
Doing the double check.
I hide in the bathroom.
It's avoiding.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm at a party, I sit on the toilet, and I just, like, I'm not doing anything but sitting there.
Yeah, a lot of parents do that.
That's the zone.
Does that make me crazy?
No, you're just avoiding.
No.
Social anxiety?
I used to do it because I like when my leg went numb.
No, you like that?
I like the feeling when it comes back and it's tingling.
I hate that feeling.
Really?
I hate that feeling. That's when I get up. I can't feel my legs.
Oh, really?
When you can't feel your legs, you like that?
It's cool to walk around like
you're
with
the
numb
one
legs.
Crazy.
We were talking about me. Am I crazy or not?
No, you're
no. I don't think
everybody.
Crazy.
That's just fine.
Sorry.
Everybody
but on Facebook, Laura says I'm a 27-year-old woman and I would rather stay home and watch reruns of Full House on Friday nights than go out with my friends because Uncle Jesse's way hotter than any real guy. That made me crazy.
She does have a point.
That makes you a loner, I think.
No, that makes you a big Full House fan. I appreciate that.
Sandy says, when I travel on tall bridges, I keep my finger on the window button in case I go over the bridge so I can quickly roll it down to swim out. Mm-hmm. Does that make me crazy? I think that's just an overabundance of caution.
Yeah. Thinking sorry, ahead. Yes.
Huh. I have a personal one from yesterday.
Okay.
I sniffed my wife's nostrils because she thought she snorted coffee. Does that make me crazy?
Wait,
y'all are an interesting specimen.
She went to the store. Backstory. She went to the store real quick. And she was trying to, you know, get our daughter's attention because she was trying to open a mac and cheese box. And when she does that, it goes everywhere. So she had some coffee grinds, I guess. And she wanted her to smell it. And my wife sniffed too hard. And so she started smelling vanilla coffee everywhere she went for the rest of the day.
Okay, I don't even... Macaroni and cheese goes everywhere, so she sniffed coffee grinds.
My daughter Chloe had the mac and cheese. And my wife wanted to get her away from opening that box. So she got her smelling the coffee.
Kenzie smelled coffee.
And she snorted too hard and got coffee grinds up in her nose, I guess, because she started smelling vanilla coffee everywhere.
So why'd you smell her nostrils?
Because she was asking me if she was crazy, and then I sniffed her nostrils, and sure enough, smelled like coffee.
You trying to give her nose to nose?
So she blew her nose, and there was coffee in there.
No, you're just close.
Y'all are weird.
Yeah, that makes you weird.
That makes you weird.
That makes you weird.
That bit tomorrow.
The monkeys that eat bugs off each other. That's what you guys do, you know, like you groom each other.
She does love to pick my back.
Yeah, we love that.
Does that bother guys?
No, I like it now.
Thank you. Because I am constantly picking and like lint and things. And he says, I'm afraid it's annoying. I don't want to be annoying. You like it.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. They'll tell you at a certain point when it's like, okay. But I know, you make like a night
y'all
of
do.
It. You get like tweezers.
I can't help it. I just want to start.
I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I have tweezers.
Y'all do like
everything.
That. I have one gray hair on my hand.
Can I get it?
My girlfriend, it's the hand that's always, like, if we're in the car, it's always on her side, my right hand, right?
It's just to remind her of your age.
It bothers, I don't know. She's always wanting to pick that one. I'm like, no, don't take my gray hair.
Well, let her do it.
Let her do it.
We love it.
Girls, I don't know what it is we want to pick.
I don't know.
At first, I thought it was weird when I started dating her, and then it's almost like a massage.
Yeah, it's like, not just that. I don't mean pick pimples stuff. I mean, like, lint, or you know, you got something on your face, or I'm always picking.
Blackhead, anything.
I want someone to pick.
Jenna.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Let's get to the people that are crazy.
Okay.
We've sufficiently stalled.
Okay.
Kylie. I don't know which one. Kaylee, how you doing this morning? Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Well, whenever I go to bed at night, I get so paranoid that I put a pillow at the end of the bed near my feet. So that way, when someone comes to grab me, I have time to react. Does that make me crazy?
Because they'll grab the pillow first.
Okay. Mm-hmm, and I'll hear it or I'll feel it, so I can get up and just attack.
How do you sleep?
You have one of those noisy pillows.
I don't know how you even sleep. I'd be so filled with anxiety.
I'm going to go ahead and say...
My boyfriend Miguel says I'm crazy.
Shout out.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're crazy, Kylie.
Yeah. Why don't you just set mouse traps every time you go to sleep?
Our first crazy of the day.
It'd be like a little Home Alone experience.
Yeah, set some mousetraps next to the bed. You'll be fine.
Yeah, like Paranormal Activity, when they grab the feet, it just freaks me out.
Okay, you can't. You're not allowed to watch any more of those movies.
You stop doing that.
Not allowed.
You're crazy, baby. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. First crazy of the day.
Yeah, puts the pillow down in case somebody tries to grab her. Alex, what'd you do to your husband?
My husband wanted to go somewhere, and I specifically asked him not to go, and he decided to still go. So I decided to take the spare keys to his truck and go pick up the truck. And when he came out, he didn't have a truck. Does that make me crazy?
That's your woman.
It's a different kind of crazy.
He dared to defy her.
Where did he go?
Had to have been a strip club, right?
I'm sorry?
Where did he go?
Where did he go? You didn't want him to go.
To the gym.
To the gym?
Hey, he gets double the workout because he has to walk home.
Why didn't you want him to go to the gym?
Okay, well, we were supposed to be going to a birthday party, and he takes forever. He takes forever, like 2 hours. I'm like, that's ridiculous. No. So he decided to still go, and then we were late for his birthday party. So
he was really late when he couldn't get home.
Because I took the train.
How much later did it make him because he didn't have a car?
I don't know. He had to call the police department. It got pretty bad. I was like,
oh my God. What do you expect him to do? He came out and didn't have a car.
Alex, you got
to
think about that.
Taken it one step too far.
You thought he would call you before calling the police, didn't you?
That makes you a wife.
He would have known.
Yeah.
That makes you married.
Are you guys still married?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. All right. Thanks, Alex.
All right, Alex.
She stole her husband's
makes her drug. Hot-headed.
She's not stealing it. You're part owner.
How much trouble she had to do. She had
I know,
to
Alex.
Call a friend, grab the spare key, get her out. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I like this one. Charlie.
Yes.
You have an animal-related, does that make me crazy? Go ahead.
Well, I live in the country, so sometimes I like to drive by the fences where the cows are right next to it and moo at them. They moo back, and we just have little moo conversations. Does that make me crazy?
No, I love it.
So sweet.
Will you please tape that and send it to us next time you do
it? Yep, that would be lovely.
I would love to hear it.
I will absolutely do that.
I would love to hear it.
Can we hear
conversations
your...
with cows?
Yeah, please. Can you and Al have a moo conversation?
Come on.
Moo off.
Sure.
Come on.
Moo.
Oh,
what a lame. Hey. Okay. Moo. All right, your turn.
Moo.
All right, try it again.
Just stop talking, Al. You're mooing.
Moo.
Nope.
Moo.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.